Which leads us neatly into the Nativity, of which I will I'm going to read Mary. I'm going to be the Virgin Mary for you today. If I could ask you to read Elizabeth. This is an interesting play in the sense that we not only do we have in the Nativity sequence, we have obviously Joseph and Mary. We also have Elizabeth. But we also later on, we will meet Octavius Caesar and the Sibyl. If I could introduce you to the angel Gabriel now talking to Mary, who will be me in a slightly softer voice. So play six.
Hail be thou Mary, maiden free, full of grace, God is with thee. Amongst all women blessed thou be, and the fruit of thy body.
Our Lord that sits high in sea, that wonderly now marvels me. A simple maiden of my degree be greeted this graciously.
Mary, ne dread thee, naught this case with great God found thou has, amongst all other special grace. Therefore, Mary, thou moan, conceive and bear, I tell thee, a child, his name Jesus shall be, so great shall never be none as he, and called God's son. And our Lord God, leave thou me, shall give him David his father's see, in Jacob's house reign shall he, with full might evermore. And he that hath shall be born of thee, endless life in him shall be, that such renown and royalty had never none before.
How may this be? Thou art so bright in sinew, I know worldly wight.
The Holy Ghost shall in thee light from God in majesty, and shadow thee seemly in sight. Therefore that holy as I have height, that thou shalt bear that through God's might, his son shall called be. Elizabeth that barren was, as thou may see, conceived has, in age a son through God's grace, the bedill shall be of bliss. The sixth month is gone now again, sith men called her barren, but nothing to God's might and main impossible is.
Now sith that God will it so be, and such grace hath sent to me, blessed evermore be he, to please him am I am paid. O God's chosen meekly here, and Lord God, Prince of Power, leave that it fail in such manner, this word that thou hast said. And so at this point, the angel has obviously come down to Mary, and the process of beginning of Jesus has, of course, begun. And she has been asked to visit Elizabeth, who also similarly will be a little bit pregnant. But Elizabeth is, just not to be confused here, is referred to as niece, but they are in fact cousins. So continuing with Mary, Mary now speaks to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, niece, God thee see.
Mary, blessed mout thou be, and the fruit that comes of thee among women all. Wonderly now marvels me, that Mary, God's mother free, greets me thus of simple degree. Lord, how may this befall? When thou greetest me, sweet Mary, the child stirred in my body for great joy of thy company and the fruit that is in thee. Blessed be thou, ever for thy lived so well and steadfastly, that was ever said to thee, lady, fulfilled and done shall be.
And Mary, rejoicing, begins the song Magnificat Anima, the soul animates. And again, this is another example of music used throughout the plays. So once Mary finishes singing, and in fact, though the stage direction says she sings now, she probably sings slightly later on in this stanza, now. Elizabeth, therefore will I thank the Lord, King of Mercy, with joyful mirth and melody, and Lord to his lighting. Magnificat, while I have tome, anima mea dominum, to Christ that in my kind is come, devoutly I will sing. And again, another stage direction there, sings, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God. Mary continues speaking. And for my ghost joy it has, in God my heel and all my grace, for meekness he sees in me was his fear of mean degree. Therefore bless me well may, all generations for I. Much has God done for me today, that most is in his majesty. All princes he passes of paucity, as sheweth well by this. Therefore, with full heart and free, his name alway hallowed be, and honoured evermore be he on height in heaven bliss. As he is bound to do mercy from progeny to progeny, and all that dreaded him verily his talent to fulfil, he through his might gave them mastery, disperses proud dispiteously, with might of his heart hastily, at his own will, disposeth mightily out of place, and meek also he hath haunced has, hungry, needy, wanting grace, with good he hath fulfilled. That rich power he hath forsaken, to Israel his son he hath betaken, wail to man through him is waken, and mercy has of his guilt. As he spake to our fathers before, Abraham and his seed full yore, joy to the Father evermore, the Son and the Holy Ghost, as was from the beginning, and never shall have ending, from world to world aye wending, Amen, God of might's most.
Mary, now read that I we gone to Joseph thy husband anon, lest he to miss thee makes none, for now is that most need.
Elizabeth, niece, to do so good is, lest he suppose of me amiss, but good Lord that hath ordained this will witness of my deed.
Joseph, God thee save thee, and see thy wife here I brought to thee.
And though Mary has only been pregnant for about 10 minutes, she is obviously visually pregnant, because Joseph will react thus.
Alas, alas, and woe is me, who hath made her with child. Well, I wist an old man, I may, might not account by no way. For many years might I not play, nay work, no workers wild.
And just pause there, because during this speech, it seems that everybody else just drifts away without any sound of indication of where they're going or what's going on, because Joseph's speech now becomes essentially a monologue where he will sneak away, have a nap, and the angel will then speak to him. Whether this is due to cuts in the original play or whether this is actually the original idea, we do not know. However, Joseph continues his complaint. He's an old man, he's married a younger woman, he's feeling this might have been a mistake.
3 months she hath been from me. Now has she gotten here, as I see, a great belly like to thee, since she went away. And mine it is not, be thou bold, for I am both old and cold. This 30 winters, though, I might not play no play. Alas, where might I leng or lend? For loath is me my wife to shend, therefore from her will I wend into some other place. For to disgrieve will I nought, feebly though she hath wrought. To leave her privily is my thought, that no man know this case. God let never an old man take to wife a young woman, nay set his heart her upon, lest he beguiled be. For accord there may be none, for they may never be at one, and what that is seen in many one, as well as on me. Therefore have I slept a while, my wife that thus can me beguile. I will go from her, it to file, me is loath in good fay. This case makes me so heavy that needs sleep now must I. Lord, on her thou may have mercy, for her misdeed today.
Joseph, let be thy feeble thought. Take Mary thy wife and dread thee naught, for wickedly she hath not wrought, but this is God's will. The child that she shall bear, Iwis, of the Holy Ghost begotten is, to save mankind that did amiss, and prophecy to fulfil.
Ah, now I wot, Lord, it is so. I will no man be her foe, but while I may on earth go, with her I will be. Now Christ is in our kind of light, as the prophets yore behight. Lord God, most of might, with weal I worship thee.
And at this point the scene shifts. And whether there's a physically different place where this next section happens or whether they just all got out of the way is lost in the mists of time. However, the announcer for Octavius Caesar will now enter and make noise.